Chapter 3. Detectives sometimes say to one another, "It's your first case that's always the hardest." Well, Precious was never sure if that was true for her, but her first case was certainly not easy. It happened not long after her father had told her that one day she might become a detective. When he said that, she had at first thought, "What a strange idea." But then she asked herself, "Why not?" That's often what you think after somebody makes an odd suggestion. Why not? And after you've asked that question, you think, "Well, yes." And then you decide that there really is no reason why you shouldn't do it. Not always, of course. If somebody suggests something stupid or unkind, then you should quickly see all the reasons why not. And then you say, "No, thank you," or "Certainly not," or something of that sort. But Precious said to herself, "Yes, I could be a detective, but surely it will be years and years before I get a case." She was wrong about that. A case came up sooner than she thought. This is what happened. The school Precious went to was on a hill. This meant that children had quite a climb in the mornings, but once they were up there, what a wonderful place it was for their lessons. Looking out of the windows, they could gaze out to where other little hills popped up like islands in the sea. And you could hear sounds from far away, too. The tinkling of kettlebells, the rumbling of thunder in the distance, the cry of a bird of prey soaring in the wind. It was, as you can imagine, a very happy school. The teachers were happy to be working in such a nice town. The children were happy to have kind teachers who did not shout at them too much. And even the school cat, who had a comfortable den outside, was happy with the mice that could be chased most days. But then, something nasty happened. That is what the world is sometimes like. Everything seems fine. And then, something happens to spoil things. What happened was that there was a thief. Now, most people don't steal things. Most people, and that certainly includes you and me, know that things that belong to other people belong to other people. For many of us, that is rule number one. Don't help yourself to other people's things. And rule number two? Well, that's another matter altogether, and we all know what it is anyway. So, a thief. And a thief at school, too. The first person to notice what was going on was Tapiwa. Tap-i-wa. A girl in the same class as Precious.
"Do you know what?"
she whispered to Precious as they made their way home after school one afternoon.
"No,"
said Precious.
"What?" "There must be a thief at school,"
said Tapiwa, looking over her shoulder in case anybody heard what she had to say.
"I brought a piece of cake to school with me this morning. I left it in my bag in the corridor outside the classroom."
She paused before she went on.
"I was really looking forward to eating it at break time."
"I love cake,"
said Precious, closing her eyes and thinking of some of the cakes she had enjoyed. Iced cakes. Cakes with jam on top of them. Cakes sprinkled with sugar and then dipped in little coloured sugar balls. There were so many cakes, and all of them were so delicious.
"Somebody took my cake," Tapiwa complained. "I had wrapped it in a small piece of paper. Well, it was gone, and I found the paper lying on the floor."
Precious frowned.
"Gone? Eaten up," said Tapiwa. "There were crumbs on the floor and little bits of icing. I picked them up and tasted them. I could tell that they came from my cake."
"Did you tell the teacher?"
asked Precious. Her friend sighed.
"Yes," she said, "but I don't think that she believed me. She said, 'Are you sure you didn't forget that you ate it?' She said that this sometimes happened. People ate a piece of cake and then forgot that they had done so."
Precious gazed at Tapiwa. Was she the sort of person to eat a piece of cake? and then forget all about it? She did not think so.
It was stolen, said Tapua. That's what happened. There's a thief in the school. Who do you think it is?
I don't know, said Precious.
She found it hard to imagine any member of their class doing something like that. Everybody seemed so honest. And yet, when you came to think of it, if there were grown-up thieves, then those thieves must have been children once, and perhaps they were already thieves even when they were young. Or did people only become thieves a bit later on, when they turned 16 or something like that? It was a very interesting question, and she would have to think about it a bit more, which is what she did as she walked home that day, under that high, hot African sun. She thought about thieves and what to do about them.